We're back, Roy Mountbach Jr. here, and we are talking retirement planning. And today's show has been about all the different retirement plans of what you should be doing, a little bit of going off the track about making bad choices and bad decisions. Again, right when we went into the break, I talked about the Family Financial Workshop. This is 3 hours. It's on Zoom. We will email it to you. Just go find it. And we put in some stuff that it would be perfect for you to teach your teenagers to be able to get them on track. I'm telling you, it's a lot of good stuff. The other series we have is we call it our client series, because we did it for our clients, but we're opening it up to anyone. It's a 13-part Zoom, 45 minutes each section, and you get this for free. Again, go to the website. You can do that, and you'll learn everything about money. And then lastly, I would encourage you just to go to wherever you do your podcast and get the Roy Mountbach Jr. Podcast. Something comes out every day. Well, I say that 5 days a week. We're posting on the podcast little snips, and then at the end of the week you can get the entire show and you'll learn about money and you can start from the very beginning. This year we've been doing all that. So let's finish up IRAs. You got a Roth and you got a traditional. If you're over 50, you can put an additional $1,000 in. So what you need to be thinking about is I'm going to max out my Roth IRA, traditional IRA, whatever it may be. I'm going to max out my 401ks, get all my contributions made where they're matching. I'm doing that kind of stuff. And then which one should I do? All right, should I do a Roth or should I do a traditional? Rule of thumb, if you have a long time to be saving, you might want to go and consider the Roth. All right, because you're going to have more money accumulated. If you're just getting started at a later age and you're behind, might be better to go ahead and deduct it. All right, and why do I say this? Everybody is different, and if you take this and advice and say, "Oh, the guy on the radio said I should deduct it. I'm 40 years," Well, no. What you have to do is look at your income, and you say, "What's going to happen? I'm making this much money. Would I be better off deducting now and get a higher deduction, with the understanding that probably because I'm behind, I'm going to end up having a lower rate later?" That's the reasoning behind it. And then if something changes, you can go ahead and convert that, all right, to a Roth at a later date. We play with numbers all the time when people retire in order to try to figure out, hey, how do we get them tax-free money? How do we keep their Social Security from getting taxed? They have a mortgage payment. Should they do the reverse mortgage, which would keep them from having a house payment? And now they don't have a house payment, so therefore they don't need as much money. And then as a result of that, they don't have to pull out as much, and it keeps them, their Social Security from being taxed. There's a million different ways to play the game when you get there. But when you're early on, you need to look. Say, well, generally speaking, if I'm young and I have a long time and I'm saving money, Roth's probably a better option. If you're behind, the deductible one is probably going to work out better, but you also have to look based on your income. You lose deductibility. There's a lot of things, and that's what we do. There's different laws on what you can deduct, what you can't deduct, all this kind of stuff. But I would encourage you, for sure, if you have a company-sponsored plan, that's always your first choice, to at least put it into the plan to the point they match. It's usually 6%, and you get 3% match. And so anyway, so let's go to the college savings plans. So what are some of the different plans that you can put your money into for college? And then also, what are some of the pros and cons of that? I just had a daughter graduate, second one. And, when I first got started, when they were born, I put money aside for college. And they were able to graduate without student loans. And, you think about that, it was a planning decision. When my oldest daughter is 29, when she was born, I was like, the day she was born, I'm in this business, and I'm like, man, I can't wait. I'm putting $10,000 into at that time what's called an UTMA account. And so I threw 10 grand into an UTMA. Back then, Actually, there's UGMAs and UTMAs, and I'll tell you all the differences. But the long story short was that that money compounded for 18 years, and I put some more money in and stuff like that. And she went to an expensive college in New York and was able to get out of there without student loans. And we pretty well paid all of it out of that account. And so there's 529 plans. There's Coverdell Educational Savings Accounts you can put money into. And then you have an UTMA and an UGMA, okay? One is a uniform transfer to minor. The other one is called a uniform gift to minor. And so we're going to get into all the different things, the way it works. So let's start with the UGMA and the UTMA, all right? Now, why is one an UGMA and one's an UTMA? It's dependent on your state, all right? One is a transfer, okay, which means you have the ability to control the money until they're 21. If you do an UGMA, UGMA, they get access and control of it when they're 18. And so the main advantage is that you can contribute without paying a gift tax of up to $15,000 a year into this account. So now you put this in. It's got tax advantages, but it's not like the 529 or the educational savings accounts. First, generally speaking, the first $1,100 of unearned income is tax-free. The next $1,100 is taxed at the child's rate. So here's what you're doing. You're saying, here's $15,000. I'm giving it to you. It's a gift. It's $15,000. My mindset in giving it to you is that you can use it for college, but it might be that you use it later in life. You don't go to college. I'm giving it to you, all right? Now, you're going to find out it's different than these other two in the fact that you can change the beneficiaries on the other two. But you're going to give $15,000 a year. So you got plenty of money. Maybe you do that, and you say, this is one way I can do it. And then what I'm going to do is they can use that for college. It's interesting, the people that I've worked with that have done that, in many cases, they do that UGMA or UTMA. They give it to them, and then they end up paying for their kids' college on top of it. Maybe they're higher income earners. And then that's kind of a starting money fund to start their life off, to where they can put it down on a house if they want to, whatever it may be. So think of an UGMA and an UTMA, depending on the state you're in, as a gift. It's a uniform gift or a uniform transfer, up to $15,000 a year. It'll be taxed. The first $1,100 is tax-free. The next $1,100 is taxed at the child's rate. And any money over and above that is taxed at the custodian's rate, or the one that did the gift. Now, once they turn 18 or 21, they get that money, okay? And they do whatever they want to do with it. All right, so let's change to the next thing. It's called a Coverdell. So an ESA, you can put $2,000 into the ESA. The contributions are after tax, but they grow tax-free if they're used for, like, college. Now, you can, you're eligible for that if you're single and you make less than $110,000 a year. You can put that $2,000 in, or you can, if you make, you're married, you can do twice that. All right. The benefits of this is it can be transferred to any family member below the age of 30 for college, or, you know, let's say you've got somebody right now that, you know, you have three kids and one of them gets a scholarship and you've got three of these, you can transfer the money to the other one that doesn't have a scholarship, or you can move it to one of your kids that they didn't go to college and they decide they want to go back to college, whatever it may be. But the main thing is it grows tax-free, not tax, you know, to deferred or anything like that, or the first $1,100 is tax. So, and you can move it around, but the limitations, there's income limitations on what you can put in and stuff like that. Okay. So what are the benefits of that over the UTMA or UGMA? Well, you got tax-free money that you can do. Now, and also you have control over the money. So you can move from one to the other, that kind of thing. Whereas with these UTMA and UGMAs, that's their money once they reach 18 or 21, depending on the state. So if you would like more information and you want to find out how to set one of these things up for your kids, go to RoyMatlockJr.com. or contact us at 615-843-2999. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the 529 plans and close up the show. Thank you.